Hi. Let's say you want to have an indefinitely scalable WordPress blog in the cloud. You can do it pretty easily with Azure website. So let's see how we can do it. So I'm on the Azure portal right now, and I'm going to add a new website to my subscription. I'm not going to go through the quick create or custom create. Instead, I'm going to select the from gallery command, because I want to select a WordPress installation from the gallery. I don't want to download WordPress and upload it on my own. I just want Azure to do all that stuff for me. So I'm within the gallery, and you see the list of applications that you can pick from is a pretty long. So I'm going to filter that out through the list of blogs and select WordPress. Click forward. We need to pick a name for our WordPress domain that we are going to use for our blog. I'm going to say sample one WordPress. If you have a custom domain name, you can set up the redirection and you can start using it if you want to. So for WordPress, actually, we need a MySQL database, and that's something that you can get for free from one of the partners of Azure, which is ClearDB. And you can have a free MySQL database that you can use for your WordPress. I actually have a couple of WordPress deployments, so I'm going to share one of the MySQL databases that I have for this particular WordPress installation as well. So I'm going to select use existing database. I'm going to go ahead and do a deployment to North Central US data center, and the deployment will be for free because I'm going to deploy the WordPress in the free tier of Azure. If you need scalability, then you can start from the free tier and go into the other levels. And I'm going to select one of the MySQL databases that I have already created. And it looks like I finally need to agree for the agreement and click OK. So once I click OK, actually you see that the sample WordPress, the sample one WordPress Azure websites deployment is being created for me. Once the account is provisioned, the WordPress deployment will be transparently completed as well. And then I'm just going to log into my WordPress blog and do the final setup about my user and password that I'm going to use to access the WordPress administration pages. And then I'm all set. So from this point on, I can go ahead and set scalability, set how many servers I want to run the WordPress hosting that I have. I can set auto scaling, actually. And there are a lot of additional stuff that we can do. And in this short video, we're not going to be able to go through those. But if you want to dig deeper, feel free to go to Microsoft Virtual Academy and dig deeper into the Azure websites, how you can do this WordPress deployment, for example, through continuous integration, or how we can scale it, and so on and so forth.